perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Jumble Eyes reminds listeners that each year many seniors are overlooked. Show how much you care this winter by offering a ride to a religious service, a trip shopping, or check and see if their heating system is up to par. Help protect our seniors and remember a senior today. That's Jumble Eyes. Enjoy the specials listed on our complete menu. Open hours that are convenient, so stop by soon for a family treat. That's Jumble Eyes, 109 Colorado Avenue in Marino. And mention this message for 10% off. Call ahead for large orders, 970-522-1117. Donna and staff love our elderly.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Joel Skousen. And I think you'll find what he has to say fascinating, because as I've been watching television night after night, and almost every night on television, why we're told about the oil slick there in the Gulf, and we see the pictures of the oil pouring out from this hole, they can get their cameras down there, they can see everything going on, but oh shucks, they're just so incompetent they can't do anything at all about controlling the supply of oil or the oil gushing out there, and of course they can certainly have the ability to drill down there, but they just don't know what to do. And as I watch this scenario and I see how it's influencing our offshore drilling, and here in California they've canceled it and they're talking about canceling offshore drilling, and I realize that we have the greatest oil resources in the world. Certainly, we could develop the oil shale in Colorado, or the oil in the Bakken Reserve up in North Dakota, or in the Arctic Circle, and certainly in the Arctic wilderness, but we can't do any of these things. We don't hear anybody talking about China stopping doing offshore drilling, or certainly Norway stopping offshore drilling, or Russia stopping offshore drilling. It's just the United States has to stop offshore drilling, because after all, we don't know what to do when one of these wells goes bad. And it's sort of reminiscent of Three Mile Island. You remember that Three Mile Island? And of course, it was a very minor incident, but we gave up nuclear power. Everybody else in the world can use nuclear power, but the United States. And question is, you'll know whether this is a real or feigned incident after hearing Joel talk this morning, and also watching, are other countries going to give up offshore oil drilling, or just the United States? Is it possible that we're being manipulated, that our reality is controlled, and that we think the way we're supposed to think? Good morning, Joel. How are you?
I'm just fine, Dr. Stan. It's good to be with you.
You pick up the story here, and we'll cover whatever you want to.
Well, something really smells fishy, of course, in the Gulf oil spill. These so-called coincidences just keep piling up. The blowout preventer failing to operate and not being able to get it into place. Actually, it was, from the cameras down there, it's nowhere near to be seen. It looks like, to me, an underwater explosion that took that thing out, and there's just no way those things can explode down deep inside. They can explode once they reach oxygen up in the surface, but not down deep inside. I think this was a sabotage job. There's just so many things that are adding up now to what appears to be Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde scenario. The U.S. government seems to be falling waters from BP instead of the other way around. CBS News had a news video, which I linked the actual video to today's World Affairs Brief, following CBS reporters with cameras filming the oil onshore, standing onshore and having a boat come up filled with BP employees and two Coast Guard people. And the Coast Guard people told the crew that they're not allowed to film. And they questioned, well, why? Under what rules aren't we allowed to film? And says, well, we're bound by BP rules. Well, since when does BP have control over the U.S. Coast Guard and the U.S. coastline? Just because they're responsible for an oil slick. Just not true at all. The Coast Guard, naturally, when CBS requested an explanation of this, has refused to answer. Expert John Duggar, who's built pipelines underwater up to 5,000 feet using remotely operated vehicles, says this just doesn't make sense. He says, my summary is it's a terrible disaster. It's much worse than the Exxon Valdez, and it is. It could have been avoided by using the right technology and the correct procedures. They obviously didn't do that. There were careless, arrogant decisions. And, of course, he didn't have any evidence, and none of us have any actual evidence of sabotage. But these people are not careless. These people may be arrogant, but they know how to do this thing right. And the mere fact that there are literally hundreds of these deep water projects that are in, nothing like this has happened, indicates that you know, something is very, very wrong. He talks about the fact that the pipe is sticking out. They've got remote cameras showing the oil spewing out. In fact, they've refused, he said, to use the off-the-shelf technology. They could order it with a telephone call, which can tell exactly how much oil is coming out of that pipe. It's been used all over the Gulf, and yet they continue to downplay this, and the government refuses to demand that they know exactly how much oil is coming out. But he says we have remote-controlled vehicles that can go down there with diamond saws that can be deployed remotely to cut in a couple of minutes through that 21-inch riser pipe, and then you can install another BOP blow-up preventer right there on the stack. You can put a plug down the stack, an expanding plug, and cut the flow off. He says this could have been shut down in a matter of days rather than weeks and weeks, and now nothing seems to be working, including their siphon pipe. Worse yet, sea animals like sea turtles are now dying in significant numbers with no signs of oil ingestion. Now, some suspect that there's a toxic nature, and I am one of those, to the oil dispersants they're using. I mean, you can't take down oil and break it down without some very, very harsh chemicals. So instead of cleaning up the unprecedented catastrophe created by this cartel, they're purposely pouring tons of toxic chemicals into the Gulf. And while some people are saying it's going to virtually kill all life in the Gulf, I don't go that far, but it's certainly going to have a very, very deleterious effect.
Well, I did read that the whatever they're using, the whatever the detergent is so toxic they can't use it over in Great Britain, and of course this is British Petroleum, but they're using it there in the Gulf, and apparently they've been told that they have to come up with an alternative. But why would they use something over here that's so toxic that it can't be used over in Great Britain? As you say, something doesn't smell right.
Well, the big thing, of course, is that this has everything to do with shutting down oil production in the United States. And it has long been my theory that there's got to be a reason why the government itself, if Lindsey Williams' revelations are true, which I think they are about them finding huge oil finds up in the Arctic.
Hold that thought, Joel. Hold that thought. We'll be right back here at the American Freedom Network.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making their way, the only way they know how.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Joel Skousen. Joel, you go right ahead.
Well, we're talking about the anomalies with the oil spill and their seemingly inability to cap this problem. When other experts who are not being interviewed on national television say that they, in fact, can more easily do this. They've just got years and years of experience in this stuff, and it's just not, nothing is going right, and that's just a little suspect. One of the experts, John Dugar, says, I can safely predict that public reaction will prevent any drilling on the East Coast or the Eastern Gulf Coast for at least 20 years because of this spill. And that's probably going to come true, and I think it is just as suspicious about the Three Mile Island shutting down being used as an excuse to shut down nuclear power. This is going to be used as an excuse to shut down oil exploration in the Gulf. And I think that there's not only the localized motivation to kill. Apparently there was something that went on behind the scenes allowing Obama to claim, despite objections from the environmentalists, that there's going to open up drilling to the Gulf, and then this oil spill happens to shut that down. He wasn't really intending, I think, to betray the environmentalists, but I think there was a deal made with certain Republicans to support cap and trade in Congress, which is a huge, massive boondoggle meant to destroy regular electricity and energy within the United States and make it vastly more costly. But I think, this was a deal made to kill that compromise. I think the globalists don't want to use American oil. I think they're saving it up, not for our purposes, not to save us, the consumers, money, but to save it for the huge world war that they're planning. I just noted today on the news that President Obama has authorized another fourth aircraft carrier group to go to the Gulf. I mean, this is incredible evidence that this attack on Iran is imminent and that this is going to happen. There is just no reason to have four aircraft carrier groups in the Gulf unless you're going to attack Iran. So this, the beginning of these wars is going to start in earnest again, and eventually, not directly tied to the Iran attack, but eventually this is going to lead to a world war. And the powers that be intend to then harvest American oil to prosecute this war in the name of patriotism, God, and country. I think that's what they're up to.
Well, I fear that you're certainly right. I think that war with Iran is coming. It's just a matter of how soon. Of course, the American people don't want to go to war with Iran. They don't want another war. We can't afford another war. It'll destroy us economically. And I think that's just exactly what they want to do. But you go right ahead.
Well, it's very interesting. James Tucker Jr., who tracks the globalist and especially the Bilderberger Group, was tracking a trilateral commission meeting being held in Ireland this past week. And he got through one of his press people with press cards. It wasn't authorized, you know, to have the press, but not one of the trilaterals to speak to them. And it was very interesting. The actual Bilderberg meeting is in June, first week in June at the Dolce Hotel in Spain, about 20 miles from Barcelona. He notes that in other years they've been shown a more festive mood, a very confident, powerful mood when the arrival of 300 high officials of Europe and North America show up at these plans. That when the advanced staff, he said, of the Trilateral Commission appeared at the Four Seasons Resort in Dublin on May 6th, they appeared gloomy. He says, never have the illusion or illustrious members of the Trilateral Commission been so depressed. It even gets worse every year, not better, one said. Why do we even bother to meet anymore? We can't simply give up and quit, another responded. Bilderberger expects to have a planned outline for the meeting, and we're supposed to provide it. That's a very interesting confirmation. It confirms what I've said for years, that the Bilderberg Conference is more of a leadership training session for big players and those they feel might be brought inside to test their reaction to certain things rather than where actual decisions are being made. The real conspiracy planning goes on before, sometimes at the Aspen Institute, as it has before, as I've documented, and sometimes at trilateral commissions meetings such as this one, which they always do offshore. Senior trilateral staffers who carry the papers, not the suitcases, were overheard saying that the British petroleum oil spill in the Gulf off Louisiana coast would have to be a major and ticklish topic during the session. That's because big oil is a major player at the Trilateral Commission and Bilderberg meetings. British Petroleum will have to pay for the spill with big bucks at a time when the Trilateral Commission is planning giant hikes in U.S. gasoline costs, from another insider. Unfortunately, the BP disaster is likely to motivate those globalists to force prices up even more. The latest data from the Energy Information Association shows the U.S. refiners were operating at 81% of capacity at a time when gas prices are rising. There are 6 million barrels per day being deliberately left in the ground by the oil producers. Nothing like generating a shortage to push prices up. Meanwhile, the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, OPEC, is not calling for enforcement of production quotas. Well, apparently Trilateral Commission members are angry over the failure to establish world government as soon as they would have liked in the economic crisis that they have generated, calling for war with Iran when they gathered behind closed doors here in Dublin. War plans were revealed by Mikhail Slobodovich, a chief advisor to the Russian leadership, who was part of this Trilateral Commission. Now, the Trilateral Commission is Britain, the United States, and Japan. So why they had a Russian advisor there, I don't know. But he made some surprising statements to one of these reporters, Alan Keenan, who operates the website wearechange.org. He said, we are deciding the future of the world. We need a world government, he said, but referring to Iran, he said, we need to get rid of them. Clearly, it was a trilateral commission call to war that he was revealing. Suddenly, Slobodovich noticed that Keenan's name tag was different from the official trilateral commission label and said, oh, I can't talk to you. We operate under Chatham House rules here. Chatham House refers to the old conspiracy of Cecil Rhodes and began written in there. Chatham House rules are you don't talk to the public about these secret conspiratorial things. Very interesting that he let slip, but it indicates we occasionally get a fine, just like we talked about that British fellow who got into the meeting of the City of London and found out that they were very displeased that Israel was delaying their strike on Iran, and they were talking openly about getting this Iran war back on track, and it looks like that's going to happen, Dr. Stan.
I fear you're right. And the average American has no idea what that happens, because if that happens, I really think the price of oil is going to go up.
That's right. Yeah, we're just days away from this, I'm afraid. Well, probably more than a month. It takes a while for the next aircraft carrier group to get there. But boy, when it gets there, watch out.
And of course, my fear is that the Iranians are going to sink one of our carriers, and we're going to lose a lot of boys, and that'll mobilize the people with their flags, you know, waving in the name of patriotism to get into this war.
That's exactly what I'm predicting as well. At least we're going to see a retaliation on U.S. ground troops with missiles in the Iraq area, or perhaps in Afghanistan, and that's whatever it is. There's going to be a triggering of war sentiment within the United States, and no one will be able to stop that avalanche if it starts.
And I think that really is the only reason we still have our troops there in Afghanistan. I mean, there's 100 members of Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. We've got almost 200,000 people there with the contractors. It doesn't make any logical sense unless we're setting those people up as a target, and an awful lot of them are going to die. Go right ahead.
Well, moving on, I'd like the main topic for today's brief is the significance of the Rand Paul win. The establishment pulled out all the stops to try to defeat Rand Paul, who's the son of Libertarian Republican presidential candidate Ron Paul, to make sure he didn't win his bid for the open Senate seat in Kentucky. He even funneled millions in out-of-state mainstream organizations. He ran television ads against this political novice. But all that backfired. Obviously, Kentucky Republicans showed they resented outside influence as much as they disliked establishment Republican incumbents. Paul not only won, but he won by a huge margin, almost 60% to 35%. Trey Grayson was the other candidate, Kentucky's current Secretary of State. Grayson even lost his own home county by a landslide. But Ron Paul has now entered into a firestorm of controversy. He felt extremely confident about fielding interviews from such hatchet job people as Rachel Maddow on MSNBC. These people were just laying in wait for him. Let's see. In any case, during the interview, she trapped him with some gotcha questions that always get libertarians in trouble. Libertarians believe in a wide degree of personal liberty, including the right to make discriminating judgments about others, part of the inherent right to association or not to associate with whoever one chooses on one's own property. And the Civil Rights Act of 1964 violates that principle. And so Maddow, knowing this, of course, set him up to elicit answers critical of the false civil rights, of false civil rights guaranteed in this 1964 Act. He tried to give a limited defense of private discrimination when he said, "I'm not in favor of any racial discrimination." But I think that's important about this debate is not written into any specific gotcha on this, but asking the question, what about freedom of speech? Should we limit speech from people we find abhorrent? Should we limit racists from speaking? Even though the doctrine is sound, the libertarian politicians simply can't win this kind of battle in the arena of dumb public opinion. A huge media-induced outcry ensued, and Paul was pressured by advisors to issue a formal statement pandering to the Civil Rights Act, even going so far as to say he would have voted for it had he been a senator in 1964. Now, that's too bad, in my opinion. He should have stood by his principles and decried racial discrimination while defending the right of individuals to make exclusionary choices as a matter of right. Once we allow government to start dictating with whom we must associate, there's no limit. As we're now discovering, people no longer have the right to exclude people from their personal rental or business associations who live moral lifestyles that we find abhorrent, like Rachel Maddow and her lesbian lifestyle. I suppose, I mean, she has the absolute right to be a lesbian, but we should have the equal right to exclude them from our association if we find that conduct abhorrent, which we do. I suppose he had no choice but to cave in if he wanted to avoid being crucified politically. But that's why, frankly, a truly principled person who's willing to stand on those principles cannot win an election in this kind of hostile media atmosphere.
Joel, are you there?
Still there, Stan?
Yes, go ahead.
Well, going back to the actual, you know, this attack was predictable. Rand Paul now regrets very much going on Rachel Maddow. She should have known better to stay away from Keith Olbermann or Rachel Maddow, the two attack dogs of the left. You know, nothing good virtually could have come out of those interviews. You let them set you up, and as I say, there's just certain things that they can make you look very bad. I mean, for example, if I were running for office, I've published enough on conspiracy that could just make me look abhorrent by saying, do you really believe that the government would kill its own people and do this type of thing, you know, expressing this kind of outrage? Do you actually believe, as you've written, that President Roosevelt, with malice aforethought, had allowed the Pearl Harbor attack to go forward? You know, and I would have had to just say, yes, I do. And then they would have blown up, not given you anything, and just walked out and said, this is just obscene, and, you know, they can carry on. There's just no way you can win one of those things when you are, even though a lot of people may agree with you.
We'll be back in just a moment with Joel Skousen here at the American Freedom Network.
Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. And no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here. Our guest is morning Joel Skousen. And Joel, before we go on, would you like to tell our listeners how they can subscribe to the World Affairs Brief?
Yes, the World Affairs Brief is my weekly news analysis service. It's showcased on my website, worldaffairsbrief.com. People can go there and get a sampling of all the top stories of the news each day. My research staff tries to put up only the best of the conventional stories so that it acts as a pre-filter for you, saves you from reading a lot of junk. There's still holes in these stories, of course, and a lot isn't said, but that's the purpose of the World Affairs Brief, to put that stuff back in. And there is a modest subscription price to support my work every week in putting out this information, but people can get a free sample copy by emailing me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com.
Okay, very good. Well, let's go on with this story.
Well, I think what this illustrates, this firestorm of and setting of traps for Rand Paul in trying to beat the drums about him being a racist and horror of horrors being against the Civil Rights Act, this illustrates the naivete of Rand's victory speech remark when he says, "I have a message from the Tea Party that is loud and clear. We've come to take our government back from the special interest to think that the federal government's their own ATM machine." Well, this is not going to be that easy to take back. This is a step in the right movement, but this illustrates when this conspiracy to control government and take liberty controls the press as they do, and of course they even control the right-wing press. We noticed that none of the top three supposedly conservative radio talk show hosts, Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, and Bill O'Reilly, were willing to congratulate Rand Paul. They don't like this any more than they like his father, Ron Paul. These people are neocons. These people are working for the other side, in my opinion. Glenn Beck is not in that same category, even though he's been very, very wide afield of the truth in condemning conspiracy. And he's a kind of a wild card. Nevertheless, I think he is a legitimate, sincere constitutional conservative who simply is not on the right track. He doesn't think properly. He doesn't have the proper advisors around him. But in any case, I still think that the major attack dogs of the neocon right, Sean Hannity and Bill O'Reilly and Rush Limbaugh, are controlled entities. But in any case, I think it's very telling that they... you know, we're not happy and pleased. They mentioned it, but that's about all on their show. In any case, this is a significant win tacked on to the defeat of Senator Bob Bennett of Utah, who was a major liberal or the person who went along and played along with the establishment on so many votes, just like Senator Orrin Hatch of Utah. Some of the better senators are Senator Jim DeMint of South Carolina, who's done a good job of supporting Rand Paul. The big thing, of course, is not only does this send a message to the GOP establishment that I think conservatives are waking up to the fact that there are, you know, the Bush-type Republicans are not the kinds of people who will ever defend the true rights, and this movement is growing. Whether or not it will ever reach a majority status within the Republican Party is still very questionable, just because of the power of the national leadership of the Republican Party to make sure they do not give funds to people who won't support them and won't play ball with them once they get into Congress. Ron Paul has not played ball with them, and they've done everything they can to try to get candidates to run against him in primaries, but he's just so popular, his honesty reads so true with his constituency in Texas that he continues to win. I think Rand Paul could be one of those people as well. And you know, Ron has even had to downplay certain of his beliefs. He's had to downplay and even deny belief in conspiracy theories about 9/11, even though he... believes otherwise, just because he's felt like he has to do that to survive. At some point in life, though, we've got to meet this crucial question of conspiracy in government head on. That's one of the reasons why it is a taboo topic in the press. One's not allowed to ever utter that word without being denigrated and written off the stage. But this is the key issue. As long as we continue to support the talk show hosts like Rush Limbaugh, Limbaugh, who still praised Donald Rumsfeld. He still praises Karl Rove, as well as Sean Hannity has him on a regular programmer. These people are, playing on the other side, and unfortunately, it's a trick that works. Very few in the conservative movement have the ability to perceive wolves in sheep's clothing when they're telling us what we want to hear. But that's the essence of what we're dealing with.
Well, I think the crux of the issue is to convince the American people, number one, the media is controlled, and two, there is a conspiracy. It's a conspiracy against God, but it wants to create a world government, and it already controls both political parties. Once people begin to understand that, so much of what's going on makes sense. I'm just hoping that if our listeners out there will keep letting others know the war with Iran is coming, that they are intentionally destroying our economy. Try to get them to think. People will reject the ideas initially, but if they begin to think about it, they'll begin to realize that the media really is controlled, and that is the very essence of this whole issue. People have to be able to begin to think independently, and once they begin to think independently, they'll be able to understand what's going on.
Well, at best, we can hope to have a strong enough minority that we can put up some kind of resistance when the more draconian measures come. And although there are many false claims about imminent martial law on the Internet almost every single day, eventually it will come. I don't think it will come until actual war comes to the United States and they use the knee-jerk patriotic reaction of war to round up dissenters or people who they claim are destabilizing and the support of our troops because of belief in government conspiracy, but never, it will happen someday. And I think there has to be a big enough remnant to at least resist. Historically speaking, I don't have confidence that the majority of people ever become enlightened. But that's, of course, in God's hands. But that's part of the test of life, and even God himself will not rule the testing requirements of this life. He will not overrule his belief in the free agency of man to choose good or evil and to be judged accordingly. In fact, he does withhold those judgments and let people think that they can get away with these kinds of conspiracies and evils when eventually they will be brought to task and meet that judgment. And I think that that's what really underlies the conspiracy at the highest levels, is being a satanic conspiracy, is the promise that he can give them immunity from God's judgments if he helps them destroy the kingdom of God on earth, and churches and the Christian movement. Of course, he can't fulfill that promise, but I think it's enticing to people who certainly need and want and the wishful thinking of believing they might be immune from God's judgment someday. Well, one of the great conspirators in the United States also went down to defeat.
Hold that thought. Joel will be right back.
Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to join Pastor Don Wiedemann, Kelly Ferrari, Pastor Dan and Paul Mendez, Dr. Frank Morgan, Pastor Michael Golden, Pastor Mark McClellan, Mason Clover, the Intercourt Dancers, and Marty Gale and the Celebration Dancers as we celebrate Shavuot 2010, Sunday, May the 23rd at Lake Loveland North Shore Amphitheater in Loveland, Colorado. Call 1-800-205-6245 or 970-396-4700 for more information. Hag Sameach.
Community Connections is proud to announce their 2010 Summer Baseball Camp, June 28th through July the 2nd, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Sandstone Park, 3001 East Highway 119, Longmont. Ages 5 through 14 years old, boys and girls both welcome. For pre-registration or information, call 303-702-0588. Ask for Israel Victor, Camp Director. That's 303-702-0588. Community Connections 2010 Summer Baseball Camp.
Well, Dr. Stan back here. Our guest this morning, Joel Skousen, the last segment of our program. Go ahead, Joel.
Well, Senator Arlen Specter was defeated in his Pennsylvania Democratic primary. Listeners will remember that he has started out as a Democrat, switched to the Republican Party, and then switched back to the Democratic Party. This man is just a plain out-and-out evil man, one of the most evil and dangerous of all political animals, a full conspirator in the destruction of liberty. He was deputy legal counsel to the Warren Commission, crafted some of the worst of the deceptions, including the magic bullet theory, to facilitate this grand cover-up. Yet he's always played the role of a moderate conservative who appears to resist every evil proposal by government during his decades in the Senate, until the final vote. Few watch him closely enough to notice that in the end he always votes with the government or favors some sneaky language that allows government to continue doing what they want to do that is illegal and immoral. But there's also more to the story of Joe Sestak, who the insider, former admiral in the Navy, who beat Specter in this primary, while not as high up, in my opinion, in the conspiratorial pecking order as Specter. Sestak is still a major controlled entity, as documented by his background, having served in the National Security Council, in various anti-terrorism roles. And nobody in the anti-terrorism business or counter-terrorism business in the Navy or the National Security Council unless they are aware of the controlled nature of terrorism and how our own black operations use terrorists to foment conflict around the world. He was also tasked by the Clinton administration to run against the late Congressman Kurt Weldon, who exposed a host of Clinton-era military compromises with China. That was through the auspices of Sandy Berger, who's a major player like Henry Kissinger and the globalist. They essentially called the shots on trying to get Weldon out of office because the Clinton administration had done a lot of military technology transfers to China. Those actually still were going on, only secretly, during the Bush administration. But Kurt Weldon, who was very much pro-defense in the United States, was very much against giving military technology to China. That said, Weldon, being a typical nice guy, was also just a blooming Pollyanna when it came to Russia. He failed to realize, having a background and being a Russian speaker, he was drawn to believing all the propaganda about Russia being a new country with free market aspirations. So he could see no evil in Russia. He could see no evil in the reforming of the old communist under Putin and Yeltsin, how they were covering for the oligarchs, who were in fact the old communist leaders, that the Russian fall of the Soviet Union was in fact a carefully crafted deception. So Weldon was kind of a mixed bag, but they obviously felt that because he wasn't directly controlled by them and ceased to be useful, that he needed to be removed from office, and Joe Sestak was the one who did that. He was the one who defeated him, served a couple of terms in Congress before they now ran him for the Senate seat. So while I'm very, very glad to see Arlen Specter gone, just for the sheer justice of having an obvious conspirator who was very... did a lot of damage to our national security, needs to be out of Congress. The last big story, of course, of today's World Affairs Brief is the fact that the financial reform bill finally did pass. This is as bad as Obamacare. Early Thursday morning when I was writing this brief, here's what I said. I said, like Obamacare, the powers that be just won't take no for an answer in its fraudulent call for financial reform. Make no mistake of misplaced optimism. The Democrats will just keep making deals and twisting arms until this monster of increased federal power is finally enacted. Late Thursday, yesterday, these words were proven true. The bill passed. four Republicans, all predictable liberal swing voters, crossed over to support the measure. Senators Olympia Snowe and Susan Collins of Maine, Senator Charles Grassley, Republican of Iowa, and true to form, Scott Brown, Republican of Massachusetts, the newly minted but mistaken darling of the Tea Party movement. Mistaken because he turns out to be a predictable liberal and not a conservative as he appeared when he was running for office. Rather than solve any of the problems that led to the current implosion of the speculative economy, this bill enhances federal power to nationalize almost any company and control all the smaller banks and financial entities that were, in fact, victims of the original problem. It does nothing to stop the too-big-to-fail banks who now have total power within the financial realm to swallow up these smaller companies as they get into trouble, as this economy in the world and the United States continues to at least be flat and perhaps go further down. I note that the markets are not responding well to even the German Bundestag, the lower house of parliament, passing their portion of the bailout bill. People just are losing confidence in the ability of these bailouts to really change the situation because they have not done so. They have only bailed out the systematic speculators and kept them in money. This is a matter of transferring the capital assets of smaller failing firms to these larger ones. This is a consolidation of power into the hands of a few rather than the salvation of anything through these bailout pieces of legislation.
Well, it's a tragedy, but, you know, what we're doing is just in centralizing all power in Washington, D.C., frankly unconstitutional, but nobody even talks about the Constitution anymore.
That's right. This new Consumer Protection Agency has the power to track virtually every financial transaction and share that information with other big agencies like the IRS. Coupled that with the Obamacare initiative that causes everyone who has any dealings in excess of $600 with any other person have to file a 1099. There'll be millions and millions of these forms having to be filed, but the IRS loves them because it allows them to track cash transactions in the underground economy. Last week, of course, the Senate version of this bill gutted the requirement of a continual audit of the Federal Reserve in favor of a single one-time audit that will be covered up. This is more and more proof that the powers that be are extremely resilient and are able to continue to consolidate power, always using conflict as a way, you know, to deceptively tell the American people we're solving the problem when, in fact, they don't solve it. I mean, the bill sets up a mechanism for a troika of three people, Secretary of the Treasury, Federal Reserve Chairman, and the FDIC chairman to nationalize virtually any business they deem to be a threat to American stability.
We're out of time, Joel. Talk to you next week. God bless. Thanks so much.
Pleasure, Doc.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Brush Housing Authority in Brush reminds listeners to spend more time with an elderly member of our community. What better way to show you care than to remember a family member, friend, or neighbor? Checking on their welfare, making a phone call, or a simple visit can make all the difference in the quality of their life. This message was courtesy of the folks who care at Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's the Brush Housing Authority. For more information on programs, call 970-482-5046. 970-482-5046.
Well, I'm just standing back here at the American Freedom Network, and of course, I hope you enjoy Joel. I always enjoy him. I think his remarks about certainly the oil spill down there in the Gulf is absolutely right on. Here we have quoting people who do this sort of work, been at it for a long time. They say this is ridiculous. Why don't they do what's logical to stop it? And, of course, they're not doing what's logical because they don't want a solution. They want to manipulate the emotions of the American people and shut down offshore drilling. And when you understand that, when you understand it'll just be America that shuts down offshore drilling, not the Chinese, not the Brazilians, not anybody else in the world, just the Americans. When you see that, you will understand. Once again, we have simply been manipulated. Our reality has been controlled by those pictures we see night after night of the oil gushing out from the floor of the Gulf. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is the time I need to remind you that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help, we'd love to hear from you. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And then, of course, we have a great new DVD out. It's called The Specter That Haunts America, and it simply deals with the medical issues of why do we have so many people today with Alzheimer's disease and dementia and Parkinson's disease. Why are these diseases dramatically on the increase? Why do we have so many young people in America with neurodevelopmental abnormalities? 1 in 6 American children has a neurodevelopmental abnormality or a learning disability, and you don't see this in other countries. Why does 1 in 9 children have asthma? You don't see this in other countries where they're not vaccinating. Why do 1 in 10 children have a severe allergic problem? You don't see this in other countries where they don't vaccinate. You need to hear my talk on the specter haunting America. It will give you the information you need to protect yourself and your family. Then, of course, our talks on planned population reduction. Important to understand how they are actually poisoning the American people. And people say, why, that's crazy talk. Nobody would poison the American people. Why, we wouldn't let them get away with that. And yet it's happening. And I think terrible things lie ahead. I mean, they're poisoning us with the water fluoridation. Why do you think 1 of every 3 young black men is in prison, probation or parole? Because, of course, they react entirely different because of genetic differences. When you fluoridate the water with hydrofluorosilicic acid, and, of course, measured the level of lead in the blood of children, 450,000 of them, Roger Masters' work from Dartmouth, and they found out that, of course, the black children got a 6-fold increase of the level of lead in their blood if you use the hydrofluorosilicic acid in the water. And, of course, lead in the blood leads to rage and criminal activity, and a definite relationship between fluoridating the water with hydrofluorosilicic acid and the level of criminal activity, especially among blacks. They know what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen, and you have an obligation to help us get the truth out. And they're still poisoning the children there in New York, in Washington, D.C., with lead. And there's an article just yesterday in the Washington Post. We actually covered some of that. You need to get the information. If you want to get it, it's available from Radio Liberty. You need to get my talk on planned population reduction. You need to get the material our 4-tape sets on aspartame. It's in almost all of our foods, genetically modified foods. Get the information, our number 1-800-544-8927. Until Monday, may the Lord be with you.
Your family deserves wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it. Door-to-Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com. For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's DoorToDoorOrganics.com. Eat better, shop less.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $350 shipping and handling.